This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin Bergstrom International Airport is about to get crucial runway safety equipment. A federal investigation found the equipment could have prevented a near miss last year between a FedEx jet and a Southwest plane. KUT's Nathan Bernier has this update on what the investigation found and when the new technology will be installed.
On February 4th of last year, it was a cold, dark, and foggy morning at ABIA. Air traffic controllers could not even see the runway, and they had no equipment to show where planes were located on the ground.
That's a Tower FedEx 1432 Heavy, passing 5.4.
Just after 6:30 a.m., a FedEx Boeing 767 was cleared to land on one of the two runways at ABIA. The cargo jet was labeled Heavy, meaning it weighed more than 300,000 pounds, but it was still 3 miles away. So the air traffic controller told a Southwest Airlines pilot that his jet, loaded with passengers and bound for Cancun, could take off on the same runway.
Flying 170 runway 18 left, clear for takeoff traffic, 3 mile final is a Heavy 767.
Okay, 170, clear for takeoff 18 left, copy the traffic, Southwest.
Because the controller could not see the Southwest plane, he assumed it was closer to the runway than it was. FedEx pilots were using automatic systems to land because they had almost no visibility either. They heard on the radio about the Southwest plane and confirmed they could land on the same runway.
Tower, confirm FedEx 1432 Heavy clear to land on 18 left.
FedEx 1432 Heavy, that is affirmed, sir. 18 left, you are clear to land. Traffic departing Roger route.
At this point, the FedEx plane was below 800 feet in altitude, so it did not appear on the controller's radar anymore. But as the FedEx plane came in for a landing, pilots saw through the fog the outline of the Southwest jet just starting to move down the runway.
Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
That was the pilot of the FedEx plane telling Southwest to abort their takeoff. The controller asked the Southwest pilot to turn off the runway.
Southwest 708, Roger. You can turn right when able. Negative.
He was already going too fast. So the FedEx pilot aborted landing and started gaining altitude. At their closest, the two planes were only 150 feet apart, just seconds away from crashing. As many as 131 people could have died on the runway.
This 1432 Heavy, Roger, sir. You have our apologies. We appreciate your professionalism.
Thank you.
All right, the meeting will come to order.
That account of what happened was the finding of a federal investigation that culminated in a public hearing this month.
Good morning. Welcome to the National Transportation Safety Board. I'm Jennifer Homendy, and I'm honored to serve as chair of the NTSB.
NTSB investigators said the air traffic controller in Austin had an inaccurate mental model of the Southwest plane's position. The Southwest Airlines crew failed to inform the controller that they had to rev their engine to warm it up before taking off on that cold morning.
What should that communication have been between the pilot and the controller, or the controller and the pilots?
So in this case, the pilot's initial communication with them of their position was an acceptable initial thing, but then it was on the air traffic controller to clarify that, to know the precise position of that airplane.
This is Brian Soper, an NTSB investigator. While the controller and the Southwest pilot should have had better communication, he told the NTSB board that this near disaster could have been avoided if Austin's airport had technology allowing the air traffic controller to see where planes are located on a screen.
That would have provided the controller a visual of the aircraft moving around on an airport display in the tower. So they would have had situation awareness of precisely where that airplane was.
As part of this investigation, the NTSB recommended all airports that don't have ground radar, which bounces radio waves off objects to show where they're located, get a less expensive alternative. The Surface Awareness Initiative system uses radio transmissions from each aircraft to show controllers where they are. And now, that's coming to Austin.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ghislaine Badawi. I'm the CEO of Austin Bergstrom International Airport.
Badawi, speaking last month, said the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, put Austin at the top of the list to receive that Surface Awareness Initiative system.
To further enhance our safety on the runways and the taxiways, and we are grateful to our partners at the FAA for prioritizing Austin Airport as one of the first airports in the nation to receive this equipment.
And now the FAA is almost done installing the equipment. They plan to test it next week and get it up and running by the end of the month. News of the incoming technology was welcomed by those overseeing the airport's administrators, including members of the Austin City Council and the Airport Advisory Commission. Wendy Todd is chair of the commission, and this week she praised Congress for passing the $100 billion FAA Reauthorization Act last month.
That provides the funding so we can get the advanced surveillance and we can get the additional agents required and air traffic controllers and education for that. So, yay for the FAA reauthorization.
The NTSB will publish its final report on the near miss within several weeks. I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin.